Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 161. Thanks, everyone, for helping out during our on-the-mend phase.
I am healing like Wolverine in reverse.
That's not a good thing. Yeah, but who cares? Games!
Wow, total disregard for the creator of all this, and shut up!
The summer of games, or the summer of gamings, or whatever the hell you want to call it, that replaced E3, showed off a bunch of stuff. But rather than go into all the AAA studios and their crap...
New Assassin's Creed!
There is always a new Assassin's Creed! Yeah, Ubisoft, where the hell is Beyond Good and Evil 2? You jerks! I don't care about some knife-wielding nitwit prancing throughout time stabbing people in the head. Been there. Done that.
I like prancing throughout time.
Ugh. So, whatever. Here's how we're gonna approach all the game news that came out over the last 2 weeks. Generally, we're just gonna cover some games that we found particularly interesting instead of dwelling on the major titles and inundate everyone with more game news for stuff that probably won't release for years. So, let's go.
Starfield!
Dude.
Well, I mean, it's an ambitious game, isn't it? You know, all the planets and space travel. You know, it looks fun. I am looking forward to being a space pirate and stealing the sandwiches of everyone I meet in the galaxy.
Look, honestly, there's just so much stuff. A bunch more Souls-like games like Lies of P, Metroidvania-like games, overly cutesy anime stuff, about 8 Warhammer games for some reason. For those who like to smash up some cutesy things, look into No More Rainbows, a VR game where you're a villain just trying to destroy everything cute in the world.
But I like rainbows! Boy, speaking of VR, Death Game Hotel, it's like an anime mystery game, you know, looks rather macabre.
I generally don't have a lot of time for VR as I tend to multitask everything. But if you are into VR, watch the VR Upload Showcase announcements to catch up.
Assassin's Creed VR!
Oh, just watching that trailer made me want to vomit.
Motion sickness is real, but, Vampire the Masquerade Justice is also another VR game. But, you know, vampires. Oh, we should tell Steve about that.
Yeah. You know, I don't even know if that Assassin's Creed VR is coming out this year. Probably way off.
New Sonic game looks good. No, mate, seriously, it's like a legit Sonic game from, like, back in the day, you know? It's not some weird open-world toss-off or, you know, manky dreck. It looks legit.
Yeah, alright. It looks like a very well-done update to a traditional Sonic game, you know, that everyone probably grew up with. So, if you're a Sonic fan, that's something you probably already pre-ordered.
Digital pre-orders do nothing!
Well, I mean, some of them let you play the game a few days early, you know? So that's something.
That just means the rich people get to play it and spoil it for everyone before it even comes out, merely because they can't afford the extra $5. It's unfair!
Yep, life is a pay-to-win. For folks who like visual novels and musicals, the game Stray Gods is an interesting take on the genre as it's told through song. Like, professional song, okay? Though, I generally don't want to be sung at. Folks who appreciate storytelling and Broadway-type musical numbers set in somewhat of a spooky visual novel about gods roaming the world, unfolding mystery, blah, 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 whatever. Check it out. It might be your thing.
You know, visual novels for me are, you know, kind of hit or miss. They're either really good or just terrible. But if the terrible ones have an 18-plus patch, it generally makes it a bit better. You know, it kind of elevates it.
Not everything needs a mature patch.
It's like you've never been on the internet. You know, have you seen some of the Skyrim mods? I mean, just wait until those blokes get a hold of Starfield. You'll be able to travel the planet Boob and frolic with the three-breasted beauties that inhabit a futuristic city called Erectopolis.
You're already working on a mod, aren't you?
No, no, no. Just sketching out ideas at the moment, you know. Okay.
Also, in the realm of visual novels, Goodbye Volcano High is literally a bunch of dinosaurs who have, like, a year to live before the comet hits and annihilates everyone.
What?
It sounds weirder than it is, so, you know, for those who like a unique take on storytelling, yeah, take a look.
Bookwalker looks weirdly good. That was a standout one, honestly. You know, the protagonist essentially leaps in and out of books to, you know, do things. I'll have a look.
Yeah, I'll have to see more of it before I judge it. I mean, I think there's a demo out there on Steam, as is there for most of the things we mention. But whatever. For Wholesome Games, check out the Wholesome Direct Showcase, as some of those games are fairly chill, relaxing type games that are fairly artsy.
Henry Halfhead is my spirit animal. You know, that game's main character is literally half a head, bouncing around and possessing everyday objects to complete tasks. Looks totally bonkers, but chill at the same time.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Venba also looked good, Sushi Ben for those who want to fight to manage a sushi shop, and Critter Crops, the only farming game I'm interested in, as you can grow bats and spooky creatures.
Yes, make sure you water your bats.
Yeah, Fable is getting a new game, eventually, so watch the trailer on that if it's a series you're interested in.
Persona 3 is getting a remake, and Persona 5 Tactica was also announced. I am looking forward to both of them. Though I need to play the original Persona 3 Portable before, you know, the remake.
Yeah, you do that. Also, the creator of Persona is working on a new game called Metaphor ReFantasio. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue, does it?
No.
But the Persona art style is all over the thing visually, so have a look if that's your thing.
You know, personally, I am looking forward to Eternites, an action-packed hack-and-slash dating sim. Well, that sounds abusive. No, no, no. You have to save your date from, like, weird creatures and things, you know? Oh. You know, being on Twitter for so long, I always think the worst.
Yeah, that'll happen. For those not keeping up and want to know about some of the major titles coming out, Bethesda's Starfield, Assassin's Creed, God, like, four different games, Like a Dragon gets a new game called Gaiden, Fable, which I mentioned, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Alan Wake 2, new Final Fantasy game, whose demo is amazing, honestly. And I generally don't care much for the series, but, you know, that opening storytelling, it hits you with all the feels, man. It's like, I haven't played a game in quite some time where I'm like, oh man, that's messed up and now I'm concerned about these characters, you know?
Wait, if you don't care about the Final Fantasy series, why do you have so many Tifa posters and figures everywhere?
Never mind, they're collectibles. Yeah, whatever. Also, a massive new DLC for Cyberpunk. So, there you go.
And John Carpenter, yes, that one, is working on a game called Toxic Commando,
which kind of looks like a Dead Rising type game from the trailer, which could go either way, but for horror fans, keep it on your radar as it is John Carpenter.
So, no Beyond Good or Evil 2 news?
Nope, none. And you know what game wasn't even covered at all during this freaking summer of games crap? Bomb Rush Cyberpunk.
I mean, you mean that spiritual successor to Jet Set Radio?
Yeah, like, what the hell? Not one of these showcases could reach out to the devs and hit them up for a world premiere.
Well, I guess they couldn't be bothered with covering good games.
Seriously, yeah, so look that up if you like Jet Set Radio. I have not played the game, I've just been keeping up with the news. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, gaming news networks across the board. You wanna tone down the negativity on freaking everything? My God, after every showcase, there's always some quote-unquote analyst bitching about what was shown or what wasn't shown. For Christ's sake, if you hate gaming so much, fucking quit, you joyless prick bastards.
Yeah, mate, there's so much negativity out there, and I care for none of it.
Hey, I'm fine with negativity to a point, as long as it's focused and constructive. But when I hear paid journalists spewing out unintelligible hot takes based on a trailer that is in no way a final representation of the product,
which it usually says right on the video,
exactly, I am so sick of humans complaining about everything, and gamers in general. Hey, I get wanting a game to live up to the hype, but if you're a seasoned gamer, you know it never does. If you're not, you need to learn that. Fast. And if you find yourself complaining more about games than enjoying them, get the hell out of the community, you schmucks.
Well, I mean, gamers have been burned before on the practices of stupids.
Call them anyone. Yeah, I get that too. But yo, at least let the game release before you crap all over it. For Christ's sake.
Now, generally, I'm either interested in a game or I am not. If I am not, I generally have no real input on the matter. You know, because I'm not invested. However, if it is something I am looking forward to, and it is released in a broken form of janky ineptitude, then yes, I will be vocal about it. Especially if the game doesn't have an 18-plus patch.
I don't understand why you would want a game to be patched 18 or more times.
Yeah, never mind.
Just saying, I wouldn't have to rely on shifty mods to unlock all the potential of a Senran Kagura game, you know, if it was just officially released.
Yeah, I think we're good here. Later, everyone, go look up some game news and trailers if you haven't in a while. There's always something new coming out, and it's always good to experiment with some of the new titles. Go play a demo.
If you want a short, concise list of trailers, look up 2023gamesrecap.io on your Googles. It is a very thorough feed filled with trailers of everything we talk about and so much more. Seriously.
Yeah, like there's 8 pages of announcement trailers. We ain't covering all that here. Anyway, for those wondering, the creator of all this is doing slightly better, but is still on the mend.
The human body is weird, isn't it? It's like, all of a sudden, it's like, let's have this tendon snap or this muscle explode. Random pain. You want a tooth to fall out randomly, don't worry. We got you.
The human body is a circus of misery.
Yeah, but they're muddling through. Next Neurotically Yours episode will probably be a bit shorter due to the health stuff, but after that, they should be back to a working condition? Question mark?
Having to do physical therapy so you can sit is just silly.
Well, I mean, 21 years of animating for the masses will do that to you, mate. You know, apparently you gotta stay mobile if you wanna stay mobile.
What if you wanna stay immobile?
I think you still have to stay active to remain inactive in a healthy way.
Well, that's just dumb.
Yep. Later, everyone. Be well, play some games, stop being so freaking negative about everything, alright? The world is dumb enough, don't add to it. Try to enjoy what you enjoy, even if the uninformed opinion of... journalists, say otherwise.
Exactly! Demand your games have an 18-plus patch available!
Dude, does Garfield Kart Racer really need an 18-plus patch?
Well, I mean, I don't know, you know, that vet lady was kind of nice, you know?
Hard pass on the John Arbuckle, though, you know? He gets a mosaic. Oh my god. Later, everyone, we out!
No, we're not. We're in a studio.
Shut the hell up!
Hell is down, not up. Stupid.
You know, he's got you there, mate.
Me, shut.
You, both of you. Clowns. Down.